With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It was a State of the Union speech. It was chock full of viral moments, perfectly made for the internet. President Trump's address last night set a record, running close to 2 hours. The president covered a broad range of issues, from the economy to the border to his administration's crackdown on crime. And there was something that Democrats in his audience would not stand for.
If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
As far as we can tell, most, if not all, Democrats remained in their seats, prompting a presidential rebuke.
Isn't that a shame? You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens.
Lawmakers in the House have rejected a bill requiring aircraft locator systems to prevent mid-air collisions, like last year's crash near Washington, D.C.
The National Transportation Safety Board has been recommending the aircraft locator system since 2008, and experts believe it would have prevented last year's mid-air collision over the Potomac River that killed 67 people. The bill passed the Senate and had the backing of the victims' families and key unions, but it fell short of the necessary votes in the House. Speaker Mike Johnson said he's committed to getting the aviation safety bill done. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Just as the region gets back on its feet from the blizzard, the Northeast may be in for another shot of winter weather. Forecasters warn another storm right around the corner. Wall Street, the Dow futures up 126 points. This is SRN News. Vanderbilt University Medical Center gets out of the transgender business.
The hospital is just the latest to stop providing sex change operations for fear of being cut off from federal funding by President Trump. But Vanderbilt is a notable case because it was there in 2022 that one of its executives was caught on video defending sex change operations because, quote, these surgeries make a lot of money. The president has vowed not to let any taxpayer dollars be spent on medical procedures designed to help persons live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
The World Council of Churches is condemning the violence in Myanmar, where both the government and rebel fighters have targeted Christians. A predominantly Mennonite village in the western part of the country was bombed earlier this month. The WCC General Secretary says these ongoing attacks are grave violations of international law, of human dignity, and the sanctity of life. We express our deep solidarity with the Mennonite Church. This is SRN News. Investigators say an ongoing domestic dispute was at the heart of a horrific attack in Washington State and left four people dead.
The stabbings occurred as sheriff's deputies were on their way to deliver the man to a domestic violence protection order. He died after being shot by an arriving deputy. The Pierce County Sheriff's Office says deputies initially responded to reports that a 32-year-old man was violating a no-contact order. They realized the protection order was not valid because it had not been served on him, and they headed to the scene to give him a copy. While they were en route, the sheriff's office says additional reports came in that the man was stabbing people. John Scott reporting.
Today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie says she and her siblings are now offering $1 million reward for information leading to the recovery of their mother. It has been 3 weeks now since 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie went missing from her home in Tucson, Arizona. More details at srnnews.com.